Coming up on today's edition of Locked On Eagles, Jalen Hurts is still under the age of 25. Heading into year three, the Eagles have a young quarterback they're trying to build around. Where does he rank? Not among other NFL quarterbacks specifically. I want to get into where he ranks against other quarterbacks under the age of 25 across the NFL. That's coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We thank you so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Welcome in, Eagles fans, to a Friday edition of the show. It's episode 5 this week of 5. Download it into your phone wherever you get the podcast, free and available on all platforms, also in video form. Make sure you check us out on YouTube. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. A lot of exclusive content as well, only going on that feed Monday through Friday. Yeah, even during the dead zone of the offseason. Gino Camilleri joining me as always, my co-host. I'm Louis DiBiase. Gino, as I talked about right before the intro, I want to get into with you today, like, where Jalen Hurts stacks up against young quarterbacks across the NFL, because, you know, for one reason or another, depending on what the Eagles' preferences were, depending on how things went simply in the NFL draft and through free agency, the Eagles now in 2 years have passed up on some young quarterbacks and have stuck with Jalen Hurts, and for maybe other reasons out of their control, you know, it's been Hurts over some other quarterbacks. And you look across the league, man, there's not a lot of teams that, first off, really stick with. Like, I mean, how many quarterbacks across the league now, how many teams are really committing to a quarterback like 35 plus years old? Wouldn't you agree it's almost like a young man's position at this point? And especially like the style, mobile. They're all mobile and they're all young.
That is the way that the league has shifted to over the past few years. Outside of a team like Tampa, yeah. Outside of a team like the Broncos,
yeah,
there aren't many teams that are going out there.
Now, Big Ben's gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, the old guard is kind of gone outside of Brady.
Matt Ryan is the only other one in that conversation. We mentioned him yesterday. Outside of that, it is a young man's position, and you have to be able to do multiple different things in your game.
Right.
You have to have the running element. You have to have the arm strength, the arm talent to lead your team down the field. If there's 13 seconds left in a playoff game against Patrick Mahomes, even the best quarterbacks in the league, like Josh Allen, are still being tested against other top quarterbacks that are under the age of 25. This league is set up for success moving forward. You look at all of these guys around the NFL, the Lamar Jacksons, the Pat Mahomes, the Josh Allens, the Justin Herberts, Joe Burrow, that old guard, it's okay that they're moving on now.
I agree. I think it was time, man.
It was, and we have a strong foundation now to say this is what it's going to take to compete for the next decade or so.
Yeah.
And this is what the level of competition has to be and how they have to perform at said position, which happens to be the most important position in all of the sport.
Well, and I think, too, there's a number of reasons it's such a young position right now across the NFL. Gino, I think one you could say is teams are really trying to maximize. You know, you see quarterbacks, they're getting paid $200+ million now. Carson Wentz, the Eagles paid him more money guaranteed than any quarterback ever in NFL history. And that deal was, 3 years ago, and it feels like chump change now. So, you know, one reason the position is so young is because teams are trying to maximize those windows of when a quarterback's on a rookie deal with 4 to 5 years of, you know, cost-effective team control. But also, Gino, wouldn't you agree it has to do with teams are requiring, most teams at least. There's a couple teams still, like you said, with, you know, traditional pocket passers like Matt Ryan, Tom Brady, but even those guys are older. Like young pocket passers, there's only, I don't know, Mac Jones, the Patriots are investing in. But I think another reason it's so young is because teams are requiring their quarterback has to be able to run. And all of those guys right now are in their 20s. I mean, we haven't really seen the first wave of the mobile quarterback era get late into their 30s outside of, you know, Cam Newton and Russell Wilson. I mean, I guess you could say Russell Wilson is like the only mobile quarterback to get to that age.
You're 100% right, Lou. you're not seeing teams take that route where they're saying, okay, maybe outside of a guy like Kirk Cousins, most teams are taking the approach of saying, it's a young quarterback on a rookie deal that we still have yet to see if he has hit his ceiling, or we believe in said young quarterback, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Patrick Mahomes, like all these guys that will have these big contracts in the next few years here and will reset the market among themselves because they're proven. And if they're not proven, teams aren't going to invest tons of money outside of Minnesota into a guy that we've seen enough of him to know who he is as a player, because it's the next man up in college. There is a lot of these guys coming out each year. Next year, you talk about how good the 2023 class is. Teams would be silly to be in a position like Minnesota and not want to take a swing on a guy like that. And the Philadelphia Eagles, it's a wait and see approach. They still have another year to see what Jalen Hurts could bring to the table. So if he does perform up to the standard of these other guys, you continue to invest around him. And if not, we use the analogy of the Formula One car, you get another driver in there. And I think that's the sentiment that you and I are going to stick with moving forward. It's a wait and see year. I'm excited to see with all the parts that are there, how this thing turns out.
Well, and again, the one thing that we've always loved about Jalen Hurts is he does have that requirement, kind of. He has that box checked. He has that mobility. And we know, I mean, again, just like I would say again, Mac Jones, like, Minnesota's investing in Kirk Cousins. But outside of Mac Jones, the only other young pocket passer that's been drafted really high that a team invested in for a bit was Jared Goff in 2016. And we've already seen the Los Angeles Rams replace him. So Jalen does have that box checked, and that is the way the NFL is moving. But again, it takes, of course, more than that. Even in Philadelphia, where the Eagles, especially Geno, I think we've talked about it in the show before, prioritize mobility and quarterback more than maybe any team. I mean, just look at their history at this position with Randall Cunningham, even dating back to the 90s, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts, the list goes on and on. Like, they have always prioritized that, but there's got to be more to your game than just mobility. And when it comes to Jalen, we're going to find out if there is more this year. They traded for AJ Brown. They've got Devontae Smith. They've got Quez Watkins and Dallas Goedert, one of the best, if not the best, offensive lines in football. So we'll see if Jalen does stack up among the best of these young quarterbacks, Gino, across the NFL that are under 25, just like he is. And we'll get into that coming up next. I want to compare Jalen. I did a list with actually my brother. I joined him on air today. We made a list of top 20 quarterbacks that are 25 and under. And I just want to get into where I have Jalen Hurts and where you would have put him for sure. So we'll get into that coming up next right here. I'm Locked On Eagles, and guys, today's show is sponsored by the official sportsbook of the Locked On Podcast Network. It's Bet Online. Our partners at Bet Online continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's NBA playoffs. You've got game two tonight of the Western Conference Finals between the Golden State Warriors and the Dallas Mavericks. Let's see if Luka Doncic can even the score and tie up Steph Curry 1-1. The Boston Celtics yesterday even the Eastern Conference Finals 1-1 with the Miami Heat. You've got the MLB going on right now as well. Gino's been drinking that Colorado Avalanche Kool-Aid with the NHL playoffs as well. You've got soccer, UFC, boxing, everything, up all the way up to NFL futures at Bet Online to bet on. Again, they're your continued source for all your sporting wagering information. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device, betonline.net, to learn more about the trends in action, because Bet Online is where the game starts. All right, Eagles fans, welcome back into this Friday edition of Locked On Eagles. It is episode 5 of 5, downloaded into your phone wherever you get the show. We're also in video form as well on YouTube, and we're always talking birds on Twitter at Locked On Birds, at DiBiase, LOE, and at GC24_football. You're really highlighting the quarterback position today. Again, it's a Locked On QB1 edition of the show. And Gino, this show kind of stemmed from, I joined my brother on the airwaves in Buffalo today because we do this once a year where we rank our top 20 quarterbacks under the age of 25. And 20 is kind of a hefty list. You might be able to stop at the top 10, but as we mentioned in segment one, quarterback is getting a whole lot younger for a lot of reasons, as we've mentioned, because of mobility, that requirement that teams have, most teams, the vast majority now, also to maximizing contracts and that cost-effective control teams can have for a bit. So that's a main reason that we bumped the list up to 20. And the Eagles have one of those guys in Jalen Hurts right now, only at the age of 24 years old, heading into year three. There's a lot of competition, though, when it comes to like where he ranks among quarterbacks under the age of 25. And when I put this poll or when I put this list on our Locked On Birds Twitter page, it was kind of a mixed bag of like if I had Jalen Hurts too high. So I had him penciled in here at number 12 when it comes to my list of 1 through 20. Gino, just taking a look at, you know, where I have Hurts compared to some others, where would you have him? Do you think I had him too high? Do I have him too low? Is it just right? Like, what are your thoughts at Hurts being the 12th best quarterback under the age of 25?
You and your brother both took an interesting approach to this.
Yeah.
Trey Lance at number 7 for your brother is shocking to me.
Yeah, but he had Davis Mills to an 11. Crazy. I had him at 19.
I think you could make the argument that Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback right now under the age of 25. I would say Pat Mahomes, definitely. Josh Allen, for sure. Lamar Jackson,
yeah.
Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence.
And then maybe it stops becoming not a debate and then things open up. Yeah, I totally agree. That was my mindset. Yeah, totally agree.
Justin Fields, does he step up with that poor core?
I was going to say, I don't know if Chicago is going to let him.
That's what I mean. Malik Willis is still in a situation where he hasn't seen the field. He might not see the field until 2023. I know your love and affection for him, but if we're talking current point in time, who he would take, even a guy like Zach Wilson still has a lot to prove out there. Trevor Lawrence has to take that next step. I would put Jalen in the top 10. I might even put him in the conversation for the top 8, but I think top 10 for sure.
Yeah.
And in the landscape of the NFC, Lou, we've talked about him being a top 6 quarterback in the conference.
Look at most of these quarterbacks,
man. That's
what
really matters.
Yeah, look at most of these quarterbacks. They're mostly in the AFC. I mean, our top 5, like Mahomes, AFC, Allen, AFC, Lamar, Herbert, Burrow. 6 of the top 7, Gino, are all from the – Kyler Murray is the only guy in my top 7 in the NFC. So that's the thing. That's another reason you, as you mentioned, you want Jalen Hurts to pan out, because there's not a lot of other great young quarterbacks in this conference. I mean, even 8 was Zach Wilson. That's AFC. Malik Willis at 9, AFC. You have to get all the way down to 10 and 11 right ahead of Jalen Hurts. I have Justin Fields and Trey Lance, and that definitely becomes debatable. My mindset for this list mostly was like starting a franchise today. Who am I going with? Because I think it's hard to blame Justin Fields for the environment that he's being thrown into in Chicago. And I think he has, you know, more upside as a passer than Jalen right now. Trey Lance, maybe as well, definitely with the arm strength, but it gets really tight when it comes to like Hurts versus that 2021 class in 2022. And ironically, Gino, those are the two classes that, you know, the Eagles kind of said, we're good. We're going to stick with Hurts. Outside of maybe Zach Wilson, I do think they wanted to trade up to 2, but the fact of the matter is they said no thank you to Justin Fields. They said no thank you to trade up for Lance. And they said no thank you for the entire 2022 class.
And they believe in who they have right now. And that's what they have done by speaking through the moves that they have made this offseason. Bringing in a guy like A.J. Brown, who dominates the middle of the field. What was the one area that you and I have continually hit on that Jalen Hurts needs to improve on?
Yep. His presence over the middle was non-existent. Yeah.
You saw every week when the ESPN Next Gen Stats throw charts would come out, he'd be great to the sidelines. And we know that. Devontae Smith was a great route runner along the sidelines, between the sidelines and the numbers there. Same with Quez Watkins, who could stretch the field in that area. No fault to Jalen Hurts for being good in that area. But you also have Dallas Goedert and now A.J. Brown, where you're including that final third of the field, which really opens up the entire playbook, which should bring a lot of, I would say, happiness to what Nick Sirianni can do moving forward. Plus, knowing if your quarterback can make all of these throws, seeing what he is able to do now with the weapons and the personnel there. Because there were personnel concerns when you have a drop-off between your second-best wide receiver and Jalen Reagor or Greg Ward, it's a much better improvement when you have A.J. Brown, Kenny Gainwell in his second year, more continuity on the offensive line. This is really going to be the measuring stick to say, now with all of the teams around the league investing in their young quarterbacks, what is it going to be like when they all have weapons?
Yeah.
Zach Wilson has weapons. I mean,
poor Fields, man. Look at all these other teams.
Exactly. Eagles, I was going to say that.
The Eagles, the Jets, the 49ers, heck, even the Tennessee Titans have Robert Woods, Treylon Burks, and Derrick Henry for Malik Willis when he does eventually play. And then you've got Justin Fields getting that Carson Wentz 2019 treatment where he has one target.
Up, man. I mean, 100%. Buffalo did it with Josh Allen on his come up. Joe Burrow has everything in the world.
For everything Kyler Murray was complaining about, he is loaded in Arizona. Mm-hmm.
That's the formula to win in today's day and age.
Heck, even Matt Corral can walk into a situation in Carolina and throw to DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, Christian McCaffrey, and have a great defense.
Fair. More than fair. That's the formula. And we talk about it's kind of a copycat league, and it has been for decades and decades. Once you see one team doing something, the other team start to do it. Go back to 2017 with the Eagles running the RPOs. What's the next hot thing in the NFL? The RPO game, and then it continues to evolve. It is a copycat league. So if you see the last few teams that have made the Super Bowl, even with Tom Brady, who has all of these weapons, knowing that having elite playmakers on the outside can take you far in the modern day NFL where it is a pass first league and running can come second. Yeah. If you have a quarterback that can do both of those with enough weapons to get it done, we know the explosiveness in Jalen's legs. Now bring that explosiveness with his arms and make him be defended 11 on 11. And that's the modern day style of an offense where you don't just have a quarterback who's a stick in the pocket, can't do anything. You open up the field and open up the playbook. I don't think there's going to be any limitations on this offense this year. The training wheels are coming off.
Unless he puts them on him, man. Yeah.
Right. And that's going to be the true indication of what really is the problem, I believe.
Absolutely. Because now
let's hope it's none. Fingers crossed. Let's hope there's no problem.
I agree. Well, and because, you know, the other reason is you don't want to regret things. You know, the Eagles did pass on Justin Fields and they chose not to target Trey Lance. And this past year, I mean, the entire NFL passed on Malik Willis, Desmond Ridder, Matt Corral. At least three times heading into the third round where they all were selected. But it's going to be fascinating. As we mentioned, a lot of those guys have some really great situations on their offenses. It'll be fascinating to compare Hurts to those players. And, you know, it's just natural you're going to do that because those were some of the options you could also have at the most important position in sports. And they've all got some interesting situations outside of Justin Fields. Like, I'm fascinated to see Zach Wilson. And again, he was the one out of your control because the Jets were taking him at two. But with Garrett Wilson now in there and Breece Hall to go with Elijah Moore and hopefully an improved offensive line. I mean, I think Wilson has a great chance to take a big step like Hurts this year. And Trey Lance, you know, for as weird as things are in San Fran right now, if they don't trade Deebo Samuel, he's got Deebo and Brandon Ayuk and one of the best offensive minds in football and Kyle Shanahan. The situations are great. Teams are going all in on building around their quarterbacks. There's no more going cheap on talent around them.
Even Miami, a team who we haven't mentioned in this segment, they know what Tua is at this point.
But again, they're proof. You can only dress up a McDonald's cheeseburger, as I've said before, so much. Eventually, the meat's the meat, though. You're going to learn we like to make the pilot comparison or the driver, you'll see though what it is.
I think Jalen's a much better option than Tua at this point.
Oh, easily. I had Tua 16 on my list. Yeah, he was in the Daniel Jones, Kenny Pickett range for me.
And you have to incorporate all of those elements too. Jalen Hurts, he's been a guy who's held up through contact for that style of play in Philadelphia that we've seen quarterbacks in that mold go down. Yeah.
Mobile quarterbacks get hurt a lot. That's the good thing so far. We haven't, outside of the ankle injury a little bit at the end of the year, he's been pretty sturdy.
Yeah. The Gardner Minshew against the Jets game. Outside of that, Jalen has been a reliable person for you. And especially at that position, the best availability is reliability. And just having the continuity moving year over year with the same starting quarterback, not having to worry about your guy coming off of a back injury and battling the Super Bowl winning quarterback. Enough of that drama. That's in the past. It's his car to drive. It is his Ferrari to take the wheel and say, go 200 miles an hour. Open this thing up. I want this team to be in a situation where they score 30 to 35 points a game. And at the end of the year, we could say, okay, how can we get to 40 points? And
well, not for Jalen's own sake, Gino, we want him to be able to throw the football more and not have to run, because you don't want that wear and tear. I mean, you look at Lamar Jackson, that's more based on...
Yeah, we want him to run out of necessity. That's right. What we've
exactly.
always said.
A quarterback, I forget who said it. I think it might have been Shannon Sharp, and I hate that I'm quoting him, but I do like this quote. A quarterback that can run is an asset. A quarterback that has to run is a liability. And I think that is so true. And you look at a team like the Baltimore Ravens, man. Lamar Jackson right now has taken more contact than any quarterback over the last 4 years. But he can throw the football, and that's more based on preference. You don't want to have to do that, because – you don't want to be Cam Newton and you're 33 years old and you're already out of the league. You know, you want to be able to prolong your career. And if you're a team that wants mobile quarterbacks, you also need to find that balance. And that's also something I feel like Carson Wentz could never really find. And, you know, he's still trying to be who he was in 2017 when his body won't let him anymore.
I think we saw that evidently with Carson Wentz. And one thing I think you and I had applauded Jalen on throughout this season was his evolution into learning just when to run.
That's why I'm confident that he won't deal with the injuries that Cam and Carson did. Yeah. Michael Vick.
He's very smart about learning not to take the same hit twice, I believe. I think with Carson, it was like, okay, you could hit him once, hit him twice, and he's still going to do it.
Well, Vic, too, he still had a linebacker and corner closing in. He's diving headfirst in between to get the extra 2 yards when he already got the first down. I mean, some guys just don't learn.
And Jalen also has the benefit of having this massive lower half to his body where he can squat 650 pounds. That's a huge asset to have in today's game. I think you made a great point about Cam Newton. I think you have to find that, I would say, that leeway between a guy like Josh Allen, where he still does take some hits where you're like, okay, maybe you should have thrown the ball, but knowing that he can throw the ball, that's where we want to be.
Yes.
And we're going to find out this year if that is the case. And I firmly believe from things that we saw from 2020, those minimal snaps that he had into 2021, we're down the stretch in games against Denver and Washington. He was giving wide receivers a chance. That bond between the wide receiver and quarterback, you see these guys loving playing with Jalen Hurts. Like, he's just a natural leader to attract players. And if he could put out a high-profile passing game at the same time, you might find your franchise quarterback in a second round pick if we're looking at it in the most optimistic light.
Speaking of former Eagles quarterbacks, we mentioned Carson Wentz and Michael Vick. Mr. Michael Vick himself, he's coming out of retirement at least for one game next week in the Fan-Controlled Football League. I want to get into that with Gino coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles.
Only thing then, revisiting some sweet memories, like Michael Vick flicking that ball to DeSean Jackson on the first play from scrimmage against the Washington football team, is having a Built Bar while you're doing anything in life. If you're going for a workout, if you're going for a jog, it's cold today here in Denver, Colorado. So I'm just sitting on the couch and I wanted to be healthy. I didn't want to feel gluttonous while I didn't have the ability to go and work out. I grabbed the best Built Bars. I already said this about the birthday cake ones, Lou. Well, they just one-upped them with the brownie batter puffs. Brownies are my favorite. My grandma made the best brownies in the world forever. My fiance got her recipe, so I love brownies. I could eat a whole pan of these things. So I don't want to feel gluttonous. I'm eating a whole box of Built Bar brownie batter puffs. They are delicious, only 140 calories, 17 grams of protein, and 7 grams of sugar, way less than any of your name brand candies that you go and get at the gas station. And you could order these things online and they ship them right to your door. You don't even have to leave your house on a bad day. Or if you just want to go out and take them on the run, throw them in your car when they get delivered to your house so you have them whenever. Go to built.com today. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off any of their original flavors, any of their limited edition flavors, or any of their flavors that taste like you're eating pure brownie batter out of a bowl. Get their brownie batter puffs today at built.com. You know we love Built Bars here at the Locked On Eagles podcast.
All right, Eagles fans, wrapping up this Friday edition of Locked On Eagles, and we thank you for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Getting more into the quarterback position today, talking about how Jalen Hurts compares to other quarterbacks under the age of 25, really just talking about the overall evolution of this position in general over the years, Gino, and how it's gotten younger and more dynamic, more mobile, and kind of projecting the future of it for sure. To get into some former quarterback news, though, with the Eagles. You know, we talk a lot. Yesterday, we talked about how the Carson Wentz trade has really helped propel this team into the next era and set themselves up to have one of the best rosters on paper in the NFC. But to go back in time, it looks like there's some news around the league about former Eagles quarterbacks. Number one, Michael Vick is going to be playing in the fan-controlled football league next week on May 28th. And so that's the second former Eagle to be in that league, Gino. Terrell Owens was already in it, too. Who's next? Brian Westbrook?
I'm actually an owner in that league, my friend.
Are you really? I had no idea. Get out of here. Were you a part of getting Vic in there? Thank you, if you were.
I own part of the fan-controlled football Beasts, which March
that's
John
so
Lynch.
On-brand for you.
Oh, yeah. I got my Flower City Union behind me. I own them in Rochester, New York, one of my hometown clubs.
Yeah, my co-host owns multiple sports. He's a owner of multiple sports franchises. No big deal.
Not a big deal at all. It's just what I like to do. I like to invest in odd sports, and the FCF.
I got to keep par. I'll buy some Packers stock or something.
No, that's absolutely useless. You can get stuff back from this investment that you get with FCF. But if you've never watched it before, I highly recommend it. It is fun, fast, and super entertaining.
Yeah, I just want to see Vic throw the football still, man. He still can. He was in that American Flag Football League a couple of years ago. Can still sling the football. I mean, his arm talent still, to me, the most entertaining I watched growing up. I mean, it was incredible. He could flick the ball 70 yards on the field without even blinking.
Well, the good news is in the FCF, it's a 50-yard field. Yeah. And anybody watching the game can sign up on their phone and call the plays. So it's the fan-controlled football league for a reason. You go on your phone, vote on a play, you get points, and it's a fun game to follow along. So if you want to see Michael Vick play some plays from 2004 Madden, which I'm going to do next week, you bet your bottom dollar I'm going to be calling sprint right option for Michael Vick. And he's going to get into the open field.
I can see you just on one TV having the game on, the other one on a little one having PlayStation 2 up in the Atlanta Falcons playbook with Michael Vick. Yeah, 100%. Man, that's just cool. Michael Vick was my favorite quarterback growing up. He's a reason I became not only just an Eagles fan. I was an Eagles fan before Vick was in Philly, but just in general football, mobile quarterbacks. I like that we're talking about that today. Got me into football, McNabb and Vick, and it's part of why I became an Eagles fan. So to see him put the helmet back on again, just the nostalgic, you know, young kid in me is definitely going to enjoy that. And then Gino, as we were talking about Eagles quarterbacks, Nick Foles just signed with the Indianapolis Colts.
Officially?
Yeah, officially, according to Mike Garafolo of NFL Network, rejoining Frank Reich. This would have been so much juicier, though, if Carson Wentz was still there, man. So Foles replaces Wentz again. I don't know why Foles is still, to be honest, I don't know why Foles is still playing. You've hit the peak. I mean, to me now, what more is there to do? Retire like you were going to back in 2016.
I don't know. Ask Chase Daniel why he hasn't retired
yet. Yeah, I guess the checks are still coming.
Take a look at his bank account, my friend. And Nick Foles, for the same exact reason, the story writes itself. I'm just glad we don't have
career in the history.
We don't have to waste breath on that anymore. And that's a perfect way to end this week of seeing how far we have come in the couple years on this show.
That is a great way to put a full circle on the week.
We don't have to talk about that situation anymore. We don't have to talk about who are you going to play after a Super Bowl run. We're talking about building up a team for that next run where a lot of those guys that were on that Super Bowl team are no longer here. A lot of that core is gone. It's a new generation in Philadelphia, a new mindset to look at in terms of this team. Nick Sirianni, Jonathan Gannon, Howie Roseman, that trio, plus the personnel that they have brought in, Lou, it's an exciting time to be a fan of this team. And the evolution of quarterback and the evolution of team building is such an interesting philosophy. But the Eagles have been doing this thing for nearly 25 years getting these mobile guys in there. And I hope Jalen is one
that Foles is the one of all them to win a champ. Like, I was thinking about that the other day, how crazy it is. Like, Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick, and Carson Wentz are, to me, the three most talented quarterbacks you've ever had. And you had one playoff win combined for all three. And then this guy, Nick Foles, the most random person to have God mode in him, wins you a championship beating Tom Brady. It'll never not be the craziest story in sports that this guy could randomly become an elite quarterback in spot starts.
Beauty of
three separate seasons, and then every other time he's given the chance to be the guy after those flashes in the pan, he always became a backup quarterback. Just the biggest roller coaster lightning in a bottle career ever. But the Eagles got him in God mode when it counted. And that's all that matters to me. So Nick Foles, they should retire number nine. And I hope he's happy in Indy with Frank Reich, man. Reich got helped get the best out of him, switching up that offense in 2017.
Well, we have to hope now that our quarterback that is in Philadelphia for 2022 can have a supporting cast around him that will rise all of those ships on that personnel staff, all of those guys inside of the building on that 90-man roster. It starts with the quarterback position. I know we don't want to put all the pressure in the world on Jalen Hurts, but that's where the money is made in the NFL. These guys are getting paid $40-plus million for a reason, and if Jalen wants to get to that place in his career where he could be paid like the rest of the guys we are talking about, 2022 is a huge prove-it year for a lot of people, including Lou and myself. But we're looking forward to the opportunity in a good light. I'm not looking at this as a bad way. I love the challenge, and I love having expectations on this team. It's not fun when you're talking about rebuild years. It's fun when you're talking about potential runs into the playoffs.
The Eagles are in Indianapolis this year, so we will not be able to give Nick Foles a standing ovation, but I guarantee you that will be happening down the road in one way or another. So for sure, Nick Foles signs with the Colts. That's going to do it for today's edition of Locked On Eagles. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get the show, free and available Monday through Friday, even during the dead zone of the offseason in May and June, getting you ready for Eagles training camp this summer. Also in video form on YouTube, and we're on Twitter talking birds at Locked On Birds, at DBiase LOE, and at GC24_football. Thanks so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Now make sure your second listen is the Locked On NFL podcast, all the news across the league in under 30 minutes. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for watching and listening, and let's go Birds.
Fly, Eagles, fly.